Chapter 3. Reverence. The framework of karma and reincarnation in which we evolve is neutral. Actions and reactions in the physical arena set energy into motion, forming our experiences and revealing in the process the lessons that the soul has yet to learn. When our actions create discord in another person, we ourselves, in this lifetime or in another, will feel that discord. Likewise, if our actions create harmony and empowerment in another, we also will come to feel that harmony and empowerment. This allows us to experience the effects of what we have created, and thereby to learn to create responsibly. The framework of karma and reincarnation is impersonal, and provides for each soul, in response to the actions of its personalities, the experiences that it requires in order to evolve. Therefore, the orientation, or the attitude, with which a personality approaches the evolutionary process determines the nature of the experiences that will be required for the evolution of its soul. An angry personality, for example, will respond to the difficulties of its life with anger, and thereby bring into being the necessity of experiencing the results of anger. A sorrowful personality will respond sorrowfully and bring into being the necessity of experiencing the results of sorrow, and so on. A person who is angry and yet reveres life, however, will respond very differently to the difficulties of his or her life than a person who is angry and has no reverence for life. The person who has no reverence for life will not hesitate to strike out against life. The violence that is released in killing another person or another living creature is much greater than the violence that is released in speaking angry words. The karmic obligation, the energy imbalance that is created by killing, can be balanced only by the experience of a commensurate brutality. Thus, a person who is reverent will automatically be spared the severe karmic consequences of one who is not. Even if all of our species were reverent, that would not end the need for us to move through our own evolution. It would just change the quality of the learnings within the process of evolution. In other words, if we became reverent this day, we would not be exempt from the demands of our evolution. But the quality of the experiences that we would encounter would be different. We would not harm life. We would still learn the same thing, but in the process of learning, we would not seek to harm or to destroy. Our journey from powerlessness to authentic empowerment would continue, but the nature of that experience would change. We would not encounter the types of experiences that result from a perception of the world that lacks reverence.